You know the D?
Diphtheria? Do you know what the hell that was?
What about a disease that comes to your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
Jaundice?
And if a person has had an appendectomy...
Is that what all those Chinese got? Jaundice?
If a person had an appendectomy, he probably had an attack of...
appendicitis.
And somebody ate something that disagreed with and came back up, you'd say he had
upchucked. Barf. I just thought of something. What if somebody had a hysterectomy? Does that mean he had a case of hysterics? Barf, lost his cookies, dropped his lunch, puked. How about number three? That's always the mythical number three, I think.
What about he backfired?
Yeah, possibly so.
What about so-and-so had to go flash?
That's pretty good.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's neat.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
What about somebody who's that way you say he's sick where?
Sick in the tummy. Stomach.
These auxiliaries that English teachers always drilled into our heads. When you wanted to indicate future time, you always said, I go tomorrow.
I shall go tomorrow.
Yeah. And he
will go tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you try to make any sort of conscious effort to distinguish between the two?
Yeah. I guess I conjugate right. I don't know if I conjugate right.
I mean, you know, just natural talking.
This is a casual question? I do, but I don't think I do it right. I usually don't. Which is hilarious as hell.
Say a fella keeps going over the same girl's house pretty frequently and the neighbors figure he's getting serious about her. What would you say he's doing?
If he isn't doing it, he's got a problem.
What about, you know, his relationship?
He's dating her. Going steady.
Heard any other terms? Maybe old-fashioned?
Courting her.
What about sparking?
Sparking, yeah.
You ever heard that used?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say he is, he's her?
Beau.
Or.
Steady.
Or.
Lover.
Or.
Boyfriend.
Okay. What about her, she's his?
Girlfriend.
Anything else?
Woman, maybe.
Say if a boy comes home late at night with lipstick all over his collar and gets caught, his little brother might say, aha, I see that you've been
smooching.
Or
may kissing, making.
Say if the boy asks the girl to marry him but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Turned him down.
Yeah, but say on the other hand, if she didn't do that, maybe they went ahead and got
married.
But at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him the
best man.
What about the woman who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
Anything else?
Maybe the first man. I've heard also the first man.
What about the woman who's married?
Of what?
If a woman is married who stands up with the bride, would you call her anything different? So that's maid of honor?
Matron of honor?